kunda banda da la manso corra da da barre de de besci chiri anda da da barro sta canta la la manso ya i cantare de de besci chiri anda da la manso torre de de becchia tarre nene mensaio ronda babarre chiri anda da la manso torre de becchia rana manse de de becchia torre na mamante le le besci chiri anda da da manso torre Rana na na manse kiriri anda da da manso corra da 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 ba carra na na manso corra da da ba se kiriri anda da da ba rosso corre de de besia rodolo bosse tere de de becchia tarra na manso corra da ba se kiriri de de besi kia rana manso corra ba ba sea e kiriri anda da da na na manse kiriri anda da na na manse kiriri anda la la manso corra da 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 ba se kiriri anda da da ba se kia Hallelujah, the man so corre nere beshi kiriri anda la la man so cura mansia randele le becchia rana na man so kia na man si tiriri anda la man so rebeliri anda baie. Hallelujah, Father, we reverence you. We honor you, God. We lift your name up. We magnify your holy name, for you are worthy, for you are awesome, oh God, for you are excellent. Father, we extol you today, God. We declare that you are Alpha, you are Omega, you are beginning, you are the end, you are the Ancient of Days. We declare your greatness, oh God, for your greatness is unsearchable, oh Lord. Father, we thank you for your presence, oh God. We thank you for being Abba, Father. Father, we lean into your spirit today. Continue to stir us up, O God, in our most holy faith in the name of Jesus, edifying us with you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O Lord God, for your spirit of intercession that is resting upon this line, that is resting in our spirit, that is resting, oh God, upon us and in our atmospheres in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, God, that your spirit is here and it is leading and guiding us today into all truth in the mighty name of Jesus as we continue, Lord God, to press and to pray in the name of Jesus into this initiative. We thank you, God, that you are breaking barriers, oh God, in our lives, that you are breaking, oh God, strongholds, Father, in our lives, that you are breaking, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the barrier, oh Rokura Mamamandelelebe Kianamashe, against, oh God, prayer, oh God, that the enemy may try to come in. Yes, Soto Rebedidianda Mamase, we thank you, God, oh God, for new levels of prayer. We thank you, God, for new levels of intimacy with you. We thank you, Lord God, for a freshness of relationship with you in the mighty name of Jesus. We continue, Lord God, to pour out our love on you, Father. Father, we don't do this out of obligation. We don't do this, oh God, out of checking off a box. But, Father, we do this because we love you. We do this because you are our Father. We do this because we are sons of God in the name of Jesus. So we continue to posture ourselves at your feet, Father God, to continue to hear your heart, continue to heed your instruction, to continue to listen to your warning, oh God, and continue to execute the instruction that you have given unto us, oh God, to carry out in the earth in the name of Jesus. Continue to stir us up. Continue, Lord God, to unlock in the name of Jesus, anything, oh God, that may be, oh God, in us that needs to be unlocked and activated. Father, we give you permission and access to unlock it and to activate it within us today in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we want to continue to ascend to your mountain, oh God. So, Father, we come, oh God, in declaring that you are creating us a clean heart, that you'll renew a right spirit within us in the mighty name of Jesus. Purify our hands, purify our thoughts, purify our motives.
ourselves in the name of Jesus. Purify our intentions in the name of Jesus. Sanctify us again right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the core of us operate out of the foundation of love, the foundation of the agape love, the unconditional love of you in the mighty name of Jesus. Your word says that they will know us by our love. So Father, we press into that today. Oh God, coming back to the foundation of love in the name of Jesus. May we carry out your love in this earth as your word declares in the name of Jesus. May we, oh God, be identified by the love of Christ in the name of Jesus. Father, if we don't have anything else, Father, let our foundation and our manifestation be the love of God in the mighty name of Jesus. But we do not want to be sounding brass, for we do not want to be making noise, oh God, and not making impact in the spirit realm in the mighty name of Jesus. But Father, we want you, and we want you for real. We want your character. We want your ways. We want your will. We want your purpose in the mighty name of Jesus. So continue to rest upon us. Continue to release, oh God, your spirit in your presence to sit upon us in the name of Jesus. We continue to pray into your wisdom today. Father, we continue to pray into the wisdom of God. Father, may we continue to walk in your wisdom in the name of Jesus. For your word says in James 1 and 5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given unto him. So, Father, we posture our hearts, we posture our spirits to receive, oh God, a divine download of your wisdom in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, begin to recalibrate us today, reset us, oh God, realign us today in the name of Jesus, in our thought patterns, oh God, in our mindset, in the name of Jesus. Pull down every demonic stronghold that exalts itself against your word in the name of Jesus. Bring it captive today into the obedience of Jesus Christ in the mighty name of Jesus. And we declare new mindset is happening for us, that we are coming, oh God, into new mindsets, that we are coming, oh God, into new wisdom in the name of Jesus, that we are coming, oh God, into freedom in our mind in the name of Jesus, that you are bringing us up, oh God, into a prosperous mind in the name of Jesus. We thank you that your word says that wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get an understanding. So, Father, we stay, oh God, in the vein, praying and pressing into your wisdom, oh God, declaring, God, oh God, that with all thy getting, that we will press into getting understanding, that we will not be a people who walk around naive or walk around unconsciously speaking things that you have not given us permission, oh God, to speak, oh God, declaring things or talking loosely in the name of Jesus. But we thank you for your wisdom on our lips, oh God. We thank you for your wisdom that it will flow out of our spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And because that we have been with you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that our spirit man will even begin to speak for us in the mighty name of Jesus. We honor you, Father, as the source of all wisdom and of all knowledge in the name of Jesus. And we continue to declare Proverbs, oh God, 2:6, for the Lord gives wisdom, and out of his mouth come knowledge and understanding in the name of Jesus. And we even declare Psalms 111:10, for the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So we thank you, Father God, for even bringing us back to a place of reverence for you, oh God, to a place of fear for you, that you are bringing this reverence and this fear back into the body of Christ. For your word says that it is the beginning of wisdom, and we will be your people, oh God, who fear fear, oh God, you in reverence. In the name of Jesus, we choose today to reverence you. We choose today to fear you, oh Lord. We choose your wisdom today above all things. Lord, we even confess that there have been times that we have relied on our own understandings instead of seeking your wisdom and your counsel. So, Father, we repent today. Forgive us for pride. Forgive us for impulsiveness and for the choices made without your guidance. Cleanse our hearts to receive your wisdom freely, oh God. Purge us today again with your hyssop in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on right there. Begin to confess and to repent. If you have moved out of impulsivity, if you have been prideful in the choices, in the decisions, and you have gone before God to make decisions on your own, this is the time to ask him to cleanse you and to realign with his will, with his wisdom, and with his plans. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we repent. We realign with your wisdom. We repent and we realign with your plans and with your guidance. Anoint our decision-making, oh God. Let us not move on our own, on impulse, Father. But Father, teach us to have moments of Selah. Teach us to have moments of pausing before we move on a thing, before we take steps, oh God. May the word of God literally become a light unto our path and a lamp unto our feet. Oh God, may the Holy Spirit literally become a compass into our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. So break every form of pride off of us now. Break it now in the name of Jesus. Father, we come and we lay it down at your feet. We rebuke and we rebind pride, self-righteousness, authority in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for your humility, oh God. Oh God, may the fruit of humility be our portion in the name of Jesus. May a broken and contrite heart be our portion in the name of Jesus. Give us, oh God, wisdom to make godly decisions for our families and in our families. Give us the wisdom to make godly decisions in our jobs, oh God, in our workplaces. Give us to make godly decisions in our ministries and in our businesses. Give us to make godly decisions in our marriages in the name of Jesus. Give us the wisdom to make godly decisions, oh Lord, in everything that we do, even before we move and leave our homes, oh God. Give us wisdom to make godly decisions on the way to go, the routes to take, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, may your voice be louder than any voice. And may we not be dismissive to your voice, Father, but make us sensitive to hear you and to heed you immediately in the name of Jesus. Father, continue to grant our leaders wisdom to lead us, oh God, with justice, with truth, and with humility. Lord, give us the discernment to recognize your will above the voices around us in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for your wisdom. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, for godly counsel and godly wisdom. We thank you, God, that you are breaking strongholds off of our hearing. You are breaking strongholds off of our thinking in the name of Jesus, that we are sons and we will fully depend on you. In the name of Jesus, we understand that we will always be children of a child of God. So, Father, we come child alike in the name of Jesus, coming to you as our father, as our parent, bringing everything before you so you can speak unto us, so you can approve it or even disapprove it. We will not buck against it. We will not go our own way, but Father, we will be led by your Spirit in the name of Jesus. So continue, O Lord, to guide, not just us, Father, but everyone that is connected to us, everyone that we stand in the gap for. Father God, teach your wisdom to them. Oh God, may your wisdom even guide our children. May your wisdom guide this next generation, that they may walk in your ways. Oh God, that they may walk in a yes. Oh God, a surrender and a yield unto you. In the mighty name of Jesus, give discernment, oh God. Sharpen discernment, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and we thank you, God, that you are making us sharper in you. The more that we spend time in your presence, the more that we will get to know you, the more that we will understand your ways, the more that we will be formed into more Christ-like, the more we will be formed into sons of God. So continue to sharpen the gifts. Continue to sharpen the discernment. Continue to open our eyes to see. Continue to open our ears to hear. Continue to let our hearts be led by you in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare Psalms 25, 4 and 5, that you will show us your ways, O Lord. Teach us your paths and lead us in your truth and teach us, God. We will remain teachable in the name of Jesus. We will not carry us. Spirit of orphan, we will not carry a vagabond spirit, a wondrous spirit, oh God, but Father, we are teachable. We declare that we will remain teachable in the name of Jesus. I encourage you right now to focus on any area where God may be guiding decision or revealing insight. If you haven't done it before, but begin to bring that before the Lord as we are praying in the name of Jesus and allow him to be the one that guides your decision making. Allow him to be the one to reveal insight unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. Let this become a consistent practice in the name of Jesus, whatever it is, even if it's small, even if you feel like it's small, let it become a consistent practice that you're bringing your plans, what you think are your plans, before the Lord, and let him breathe his breath on it. Let him breathe his wisdom into it in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that we will be in the right places at the right time, at all times in this season and seasons after, because we have become a disciplined people. We have become a people that bring our decisions before you. We have become a people that fully depend and rely on you as our Father, as the one who speaks and declares into our lives, as the one who has written our paths in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, O Lord, that we will not separate ourselves from you, God, but Father, we will continue to lean into your wisdom in the name of Jesus. We declare now that we are wise. We are a wise people in your sight, Lord, not by our understanding, but by the Spirit. Spirit of the living God that is within us, the Ruach, the breath, the wind of God that is within us, that it will lead, it will blow us into the pathway that you have created for us in the name of Jesus. So we are led by your wisdom. We are guided by your Holy Spirit. We will walk in discernment and understanding. Thank you, Lord, for your wisdom that directs our path. We thank you, Lord, now for every wisdom, oh God, that you place upon us, for directing every pathway in the name of Jesus. We thank you for blessing us with insight beyond our years, in the name of Jesus, for blessing us with understanding that opened doors, in the name of Jesus, and wisdom that will reflect your glory, in the mighty name of Jesus. We love you, Father, and we thank you, O Lord, that we shall even see notable testimonies concerning how we have leaned into dependency on you, concerning how we have brought our plans before you, how we have come before you with decisions and with insight that we need. We thank you because of the obedience, God, that we will see you unlock, because we understand that obedience is a key in the name of Jesus, as well as disobedience being a key. Father God, that we can either lean into obedience or we can lean into disobedience, and that will unlock whatever it is that comes from behind that door. So, Father, we thank you for understanding that open doors, and, oh God, wisdom that open doors out of obedience in the mighty name of Jesus. We love you, God, and we thank you, oh God, for the downloads that you will begin to release concerning divine wisdom in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your spirit. We thank you, oh Lord God. From taking us, oh God, and translating us from one dimension to the next, from glory to glory, in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to rest on us. Continue to speak to us. To keep us divinely aligned in the mighty name of Jesus. Any waywardness in us, Father, we lay that waywardness down at your feet. We thank you, God, for breaking it off of us. We thank you, God, for delivering us. We thank you, God, for healing us in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for even bringing us into stability. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that we would not be double-minded in wisdom, double-minded in decisions, oh God. Father God, for we know double-mindedness will keep us flowing to and fro. But Father, I declare that we are a stable people. Father God, that we are stable in you, that our feet are planted in your word, in the name of Jesus, that our minds and our thoughts, oh God, is aligned with you, in the name of Jesus, that we have the mind of Christ, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, we bless you, and we love you, Father. Hallelujah, in Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen, hallelujah. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to go ahead and open up the line for any of the apostles or prophets that may be here that has a word to release, a word of encouragement that you may desire to release from the Lord, or a testimony from anyone that is on the line that wants to release. The line is open for you now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, if anyone doesn't have anything to say, we just wanted to make sure that we made room. If there was anything, one more time, I'm going to make the announcement one more time. Any word that anyone have to release, any testimonies, this is the time where you can release that upon the line. We're here to listen. We're here to receive. Hallelujah. Okay, what if all hearts and minds are clear? We're going to go ahead and we're going to release the line. But before we release the line, I just want to remind you that we do have the 60 for 60 recordings available on our website at SenseMiami.com. You will go and stroll to the area that says more, and you will find the 60 for 60 session where you can replay the recordings back. I believe that they will be available after 24 hours, so the recordings from today should be available on tomorrow. However, you can go back and listen to the previous recordings on our website. Again, that is SenseMiami.com. Do not forget that we also still have 20 more minutes to spend time in the presence of God today, on this evening, whenever God is pulling you into his presence. Go ahead and make sure that you are taking the leading of the Holy Spirit and spending time with him to cultivate your relationship, intimacy, and prayer with him. We love you all, and we will hear you back on the line corporately in the morning at 5 a.m. You all have a blessed and beautiful day. More grace.